This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland has added its voice to calls to allow Ukraine to fire Western-supplied missiles deep into Russia. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Poland's foreign minister on Thursday saying the West should, quote, lift restrictions on the use of long-range weapons. His comments came during a joint news conference in Warsaw with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said he had extensive discussions with Ukrainian officials in Kyiv on Wednesday, but declined to say whether the U.S. was ready to approve such strikes. Ukraine has been pressing the U.S. and other Western allies to authorize long-range strikes that it says will help to counter Russia's relentless aerial attacks. Russia has warned that any decision to allow would deepen what it called the direct involvement of the U.S. and Europe in the war, and would trigger a response from Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday condemned the Wednesday attack on a school run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency UNRWA that left six of its staffers dead, UN spokesperson Stefan Duharik.
This incident raises the number of UNRWA staff killed in this conflict to 220. The Israeli Defense Forces have stated that they had targeted a command and control center in the compound. This incident must be independently and thoroughly investigated.
UNRWA said the school compound in central Gaza had been serving as a shelter for displaced people, and the attack resulted in the highest death toll among its staff in a single incident. The father of the Turkish-American activist killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Thursday welcomed Turkey's decision to initiate an independent investigation into her death and called on the United States to do the same after she was killed last Friday during demonstrations in the West Bank. This is VOA News. Peru's government has declared 3 days of national mourning over the death of former President Alberto Fujimori. The government also granted him a state funeral despite his convictions on human rights, abuses, and corruption. Fujimori, who governed the South American country with an increasingly authoritarian hand between 1990 and 2000, died of cancer on Wednesday at his home in the capital, Lima. A court ruling over a humanitarian pardon had freed him from prison in December. The government's decision to honor Fujimori was published on Thursday in the Federal Register. A nonprofit group committed to preventing and resolving deadly conflicts says the Islamic State in Somalia has become an important economic influence for terrorism. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Islamic State in Somalia may not be as active on the battlefield as its local counterparts, the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, which controls large parts of southern and central Somalia. However, the International Crisis Group says, in a report released Thursday, IS Somalia is building relations with other IS branches and is able to disperse money to finance terror operations in other African countries. Omar Mahmoud is a senior researcher with the International Crisis Group. He says that IS Somalia plays a bigger role externally than Al-Shabaab. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
An American billionaire on Thursday completed the first spacewalk by a non-astronaut. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew waited until their capsule was depressurized before popping open the hatch. Isaacman was the first out, aiming to join a small elite group of spacewalkers who until now had included only professional astronauts from a dozen countries. The four-person crew had donned SpaceX's new spacewalking suits to protect themselves from the harsh vacuum. The SpaceX capsule launched on Tuesday from Florida, rocketing farther from Earth than anyone since NASA's moonwalkers. Commentary courtesy SpaceX. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Health officials in the U.S. say they don't know how a person in the state of Missouri caught bird flu, but they believe it may be a rare instance of a one-off standalone illness. Officials said on Thursday they've not yet determined how the person caught the virus. They've also not been able to confirm the exact strain of flu. The case raised questions about the possibility of human-to-human transmission, but they said there's no evidence of that. Unusual flu strains that come from animals are occasionally found in people. This year alone, health officials identified 7 cases of swine flu in the U.S. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.